Yes.
And
We're going down.
Now I'm nervous. Sounds like we're going. When these guys come at you, you just never really know what's going to happen.
We're from the government.
We're all by ourselves.
How you doing?
How are
Congratulations. We just want to be here with you rather than read at you.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I wanted to read off this resolution to Heidi Harris expressing her appreciation for service on the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. So whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank Heidi Harris for her dedicated service to the people of the state of California as a regional board member, and Heidi was appointed to the Regional Water Board on March 4th, 2005, the years go by pretty fast, in the category of Recreation, Fish, and Wildlife. Whereas in the early years as a board member, Heidi would sometimes arrive to board meetings with her infant son in her arms, a tangible representation of her dedication to both family and the mission of the regional board. Heidi always managed to balance the multiple competing demands on her time with deftness, poise, and a consistent good sense of humor. A native of the North Coast with strong family ties to the land in Trinity County, Heidi channeled her deep sense of connection to the land and rivers of Trinity and Humboldt counties into her work as a board member. Whereas an avid recreational and trained in resources management, Heidi was a stalwart voice for recreation and fisheries beneficial uses and for the rural communities who depend on those for their livelihood. Whereas Heidi spoke only after listening carefully, a good trait, and thoughtfully for a long time, choosing her words deliberately and often asking pithy questions that got to the heart of the issue at hand. Whereas Heidi regularly brought a grounded, down-to-earth perspective to the issues before the board, routinely providing poetic but crystal clear and totally to the point remarks that could only be described as Heidi-isms. And during particularly heated debates on complex issues before the board, Heidi had an ability through her eloquence to transform the mood such that those in her presence felt they were having a fireside chat and somewhere between a river and bringing all back to earth with a smile. Heidi also spoke with authority, but spoke from the perspective of the general public, providing a constant reminder to fellow board members and the public that she came from the very same regulated community as they do. Whereas in January 2014, Heidi graduated in class 43 as a fellow of the California Agricultural Leadership Program, broadening her perspective and honoring her and honing her critical thinking and leadership skills, an accomplishment that underscores the fact that her future holds no limits and as to what she can accomplish and the good she will do. And so with that, it's hereby resolved that the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board wish to express our sincere appreciation for your service on the board. So thank you, Heidi.
State your name first.
And I only have 3 minutes. My name is Heidi Harris from Trinity County. I would just like to say thank you for everything that I learned during my time on the board. I believe now that as I move into my future, I have a very unique perspective, both that from the folks who run and operate on the land, but also from the folks who have sat there and listened diligently to public concerns, and then from the hard work that goes into all of the decisions made by the staff here in this region. We are a blessed region. We have a beautiful landscape, beautiful waters, and it is our due diligence that we should seek to protect those while allowing landscapes to function and to work well for those people who make a living on them. It's going to take everything that everyone has as we move into this drought, and the drought continues to bear down on us. So I would like to tell you a quick story. It was 1964, and the rains had come and come and come. My grandfather lived 8.5 miles up a one-lane dirt road hanging on the side of Hennessy Ridge in Salyer. My father had been deputized and had been sent with a bunch of other men to try to figure out how to save our mountain communities and to get food into those folks that had no accessibility to them. After several days, his father hadn't come off the hill, and so he walked the 8.5 miles up Hennessy Ridge to drop down over the side to check on my grandpa. When he got there, he found him sitting in his house in the corner with a cup of coffee, listening to the radio. My dad said to Grandpa, "Pa, you haven't come off of the hill. For crying out loud, there's a flood." And my grandpa said back to him, "The only thing that's the only difference between a flood and high water is people built their houses in the wrong places." So we know there's a drought. Mother Nature is just in the process of change. Whether or not we have influenced that or not is yet to be determined, but we are in the process of change on the landscape in California. We are the ones who know there's a drought. The animals, they just modify. So as the people who are managing and who are looking for ways to deal with this situation, I'm going to ask you to never forget the human factor. There are people who are living on these landscapes who have dedicated generation unto generation to make them work. And it's going to be very easy to focus on all of the resources. But as humans ourselves, we need to think about the human factor too. And it's for the humans that I have a lot of concern. We're going to have to modify our lifestyles. We're going to have to change. And we're going to have to work very, very hard to resolve the issues that will be coming before us in this drought time. But just remember, we're the only ones who really know there's a drought. The animals, they'll modify. So just like my grandpa said, the only reason we know is because someone built their house in the wrong place. And I'm just so grateful to have had this opportunity to learn and to be with you folks. And I hope that I can serve the state of California in the future in other ways. And I'm just very, very happy that I was able to meet all of you as people as well. Take care. Thanks.